With all the exciting preparations for Yontiv, I just thought I'd take a moment to discuss something which is often overlooked, which is the inyan of Chol HaMoed. And we know that Chol HaMoed is, although sometimes people treat it more as more of Chol than Moed, it is in fact part of the Moed. It's a part of the Chag. So I thought I would discuss the issue of dressing on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Tav Kuf Lamed, Sif Aleph, the very, very beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, quotes from the Magen Avraham, that gam chayv l'chabed Chol HaMoed b'machal v'mishteh chsus nekiyah, that a person has to honor Chol HaMoed with food and with chsus nekiyah, with clothing. Shel yinak ben minak chol, not to treat it like chol, u'maril lavash akata shel Shabbos, and the maril would wear some sort of a Shabbos garment. So this is from the Magen Avraham, but interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah skips two words that the Magen Avraham writes. The Magen Avraham says that you're supposed to be mechabed Chol HaMoed b'machal v'mishteh chsus nekiyah, like any other day of Yontiv. And the Mishnah Berurah skips that part of the like any other day of Yontiv. So in the Shaar Tzion here, there's a long discussion of this, and the main discussion of this is really in the Shaar Tzion. He points out that he skipped it on purpose because he doesn't think it should be like Shaar Yontiv. He says this is coming from the din of Kavod. So there is a din of Kavod, of Kavod Shabbos, of Kavod Yontiv, and also on Chol HaMoed there's an inyan of Kavod. And that's where the inyan of dressing up comes from. But he says that the kavod of Chol HaMoed is of a lower status than the kavod of Shabbos and of Yontiv, just like there's an Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed, but it is a different type, it's a more makil type of an Isser Melacha. There are more heterim on Chol HaMoed, certainly, than on Shabbos or Yontiv. And similarly, when it comes to other aspects of kavod, like Machal HaMishteh, so there's a Chiyuv Seuda on Shabbos, and there's a Chiyuv Seuda on Yontiv, and there's no Chiyuv to have bread, bread suda on Chol HaMoed. There's a chiyuv to have some sort of a meal, some sort of a nice to be mechabed with food, but it doesn't have to be a formal meal. It doesn't have to be formal suuda. So you see, there's a chiyuv of kavod, but it's of a lower status. So too, he says, when it comes to clothing. So there's a chiyuv of clothing, but of a lower status than Shabbos and Yontif. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that a person should dress nicely on Chol HaMoed, not like he does on a regular weekday, but doesn't have to be the type of way that a person dresses on Shabbos and Yontif. While we're on the topic, so sometimes you see people also dress up a little bit on Rosh Chodesh. Is there any inyan when it comes to Rosh Chodesh? So I've never actually seen a discussion of this, which would indicate that there doesn't seem to be an obligation to dress nicely on Rosh Chodesh. I don't think there's an inyan of kavod v'oneg when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. So certainly one does not need to dress up on Rosh Chodesh. Is there any inyan whatsoever? So the only thing I could think of is that the Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Yutes that mitzvah laharbos besudas Rosh Chodesh. So there's, again, certainly no chiyuv seuda, but it's a nice inyan to have something extra in terms of a person's meal on Rosh Chodesh. So if you look in the Beis Yosef and the Mishnah Berurah, they bring two reasons. One is that also that there's maybe some sort of a hekesh between Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, so maybe we can connect Rosh Chodesh to Chol HaMoed, and also so it should be nikar, that's Rosh Chodesh. People should notice that's Rosh Chodesh. So perhaps if there's an inyan like that when it comes to food, so maybe that would be also a kiyum if a person would wear something, but certainly there's no obligation to dress up on Rosh Chodesh, and one would certainly not need to go all decked out in the Shabbos clothes. One thing which I think, to me personally at least, in my humble opinion, I think is a little strange, is that sometimes people dress up on fast days. So other than Tainus Esther, fast days are days of Avelus. Certainly no kavod when it comes to a fast, no need to be mechabed lehefech. We're down in the dumps. We're low. And to make it nikar, I think it's nikar. Our stomachs tell us that it's we notice that it's a fast day. So I personally don't see any reason whatsoever. I think it's a little strange to dress up on fast days. But certainly, what's that? What about it? Will be, Bezras Hashem. So hopefully we will. What's that? Okay, so okay, maybe. So we're already looking forward. We're keeping it now like a fast day, but we're looking forward to when it'll be Yontif? Okay. All right, I thought that if it's already now, it's still a Yom HaVeilus, so we should treat it like HaVeilus. Anyway, but certainly for Chol HaMoed, hopefully we should be zocheh that the fast day should turn into Yom Tovim as well. And certainly for Chol HaMoed to be mechabed in all these ways, including ksus, and have a wonderful lead up to Yom.